to AXE News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Evacuations are underway in the now closed Boundary Waters as wildfires spread in some of the most remote areas of the vast wilderness. Residents of Northern Lake and St. Louis counties were told to evacuate Monday and Tuesday as fires rapidly grew. Additional areas from Crane Lake to west of Ely and at the end of the Gunflint Trail were under ready and set status as of Tuesday evening, meaning residents should begin preparing for possible evacuation. Extreme fire conditions were reported across the region, with 17 active wildfires within the Superior National Forest. Denise Myers is the general manager of Lodge of Whispering Pines north of Ely. She says she has fielded many cancellations.
We're just starting to gear up for the time that it gets the busiest. Most people come the end of July and the beginning of August when the bugs are a little bit less and the berries are out.
Most of the fires are thought to have been sparked by a dry lightning storm last week. Near critical fire weather is expected to continue Wednesday. The St. Louis County Board of Commissioners issued a disaster declaration Tuesday to respond to the developing wildfire situation. The declaration is the first step in eventually receiving state and federal reimbursement for damage. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued an air quality alert for large areas of the state on Tuesday due to the wildfire smoke. The alert will stay in effect until at least 11 a.m. Friday. The worst air quality is expected in the Arrowhead. Questions loom large about the federal government's role ahead of the midterm elections. After President Donald Trump ousted the remaining members of a key agency, Minnesota officials are preparing cautiously. Members of the Independent Election Assistance Commission were dismissed. The agency distributes aides to local offices for operational needs while assisting with voting system certifications. Cass County Election Administrator Pamela Smith is confident her team is ready, but says inconsistent federal support makes things harder.
You have a cell phone in a year, it probably needs to be updated. And that's just the same thing with election equipment.
The Bipartisan Policy Center says a significant portion of the nation's voting devices are approaching the end of their recommended lifespan. The White House says the president has the right to remove individuals who may not be totally aligned with the task of securing elections. But Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon suggests the move aligns with other actions by the president to undermine voting. Smith echoes research findings that the Constitution places states in charge of elections. Still, she'd like to see a mindset at the federal level that promotes a guiding and supportive voice for local election offices.
We kind of feel like orphan children, you know, without a federal election commission. It just doesn't seem right. I don't know how this can keep going.
Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Another candidate filing period opened Tuesday. These elections for most school boards and many smaller cities without primaries across the Northland will be on ballots in November. The soon-to-be new city of Northern near Bemidji is among those government units with the later filing period, with filing to close in 2 weeks on July 28th. Candidates can file for their desired office with more information on how to file on the Secretary of State's webpage. Meanwhile, early voting for primary races is underway through August 10th. A primary election guide for a wide array of races is available at kaxe.org. The Grand Rapids Area Library has achieved its fundraising goal of matching a $30,000 anonymous donation it received in June. The donation is part of the Supporting Our Grand Rapids Area Library Fund. For the library to receive the $30,000, it needed to raise its own $30,000 by September 1st. The library announced it met this goal in a Facebook post last week. The plan is to use the money to increase operating hours in 2027 to 5 or 6 days a week. Currently, the library is open 3 days a week. The fund was created in response to a $260,000 decrease in funding from the city that resulted in staff and hour cuts. Donations will continue to be taken through the end of the year, with a larger goal of raising $300,000 by September. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our music, morning show, and Finality teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.